know, they settled the game down. They stayed connected very well. We talked about that at halftime. You know, we had the same situation with Minooka. We were down 2-0 to Minooka at halftime with a very strong wind to our back for the second half, and we couldn't find the net there. We thought same situation. We might have a chance for redemption today to find that net, and we did. We found it early. Credit to the girls. They continue to go at the net. I thought Kylie had a great opportunity. She flicked that ball on. Just missed the near post. But Lockport, really, they weathered the storm, and they slow the game down very well. You know, they do a good job with that. They find feet, and like I said, they stay connected.
Again, it's
taking strides backwards. You know, sometimes we see that a little bit. We talk about not making excuses. You know, there's no excuse that we're a new program. That's out the window. But I cannot take anything away from the girls. They don't quit, no matter what the score is. I've seen it every single day. They don't quit. They work hard in practice. And I think the tides will turn. They continue to produce this effort that they're giving me. You know, good things will come. They'll find that. Understanding the importance of it, if we do let one in, next 5 to 10 minutes, really making sure that we clean it up, we're not out of that game, let those heads drop. We made two small mistakes. You know, I was talking through the first half how we were overshifting. You know, I'm yelling at them, they're overshifting to the strong side way too much. And on that first goal that they scored, we had a couple strong side and a huge gap in the middle, and we didn't shift enough. So there's a big gap. Number 12, she found it, and she's a good player. She's going to find the net in those situations. And then, I think there's a lot to build from here, and I think that they really stepped it up with the communication as well.